From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, December 22nd. Coming up, we'll learn more about the conditions in one of the temporary shelters for migrants in Chicago, where one child died over the weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. For students in Illinois who need help paying for college, this application season has been an especially anxious one. That's because the federal financial aid application hasn't opened yet and may not fully open until December 31st. Lisa Corian Phillips reports.
The form most students and parents know as FAFSA is late this year because of an effort to simplify it. LaVon Robinson is a counselor at Downers Grove South High School in the western suburbs.
People will like wake up at like 1 a.m. to do it. Like as long as they do it within the first, like, I really think it's 2 months, but just like to be sure, I'll say within the first 6 weeks, you're completely fine.
Robinson urges students to wait a few days after the FAFSA opens to start it. He says there's a false perception that the earlier you turn it in, the more money you'll get. Lisa Corian Phillips.
A cup of holiday cheer does not have to be boozy. Mary Moss is the owner of Beverly Dry Goods, a small business that helps people host. She says she's seen a rise in demand for refined non-alcoholic drinks mixed at home.
And I think it really is the sophistication that has kept people engaged and continuing to expand the market, because it used to be just fruity mixes, and that's no longer enough.
Moss suggests spiced cranberry syrup and a non-alcoholic sparkling white wine mixed together for a cocktail. She says having some mocktails on hand helps everyone celebrate. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team defeated the UTEP Miners yesterday in their second West Palm Beach Classic game, 81-71. Four Illini players scored in double digits as the Illini ended a three-game losing streak to improve to 6-5. Illinois will now play only Big Ten Conference opponents for the rest of this season. They play the Indiana Hoosiers on the road next on Sunday, December 31st at 11:30 a.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about the conditions in one of the temporary shelters for migrants in Chicago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, we're going big picture for our usual Friday Week in Review program, instead reflecting on what made news all this past year, from local stories around Illinois to state and national politics. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The city of Chicago is housing 14,000 migrants at 27 temporary shelters across different neighborhoods. One of them is in the Pilsen neighborhood, and a child died there over the weekend. Some of the families who are staying in that shelter are complaining about the conditions. Michael Puente has the story.
No milk for children, no medicine, not enough food. These are just some of the complaints that are leaving two asylum-seeking Venezuelan women feeling regret about leaving their native country. Carmen and Lucy have been living inside the shelter in the 2200 block of South Halsted Street with their children for several months. We are only providing their first names because they fear retaliation from shelter officials. Gottman describes terrible living conditions. I meet up with her blocks away from the shelter.
Muy mala. Todos los niños se están enfermando.
She says it's very bad. All the children are getting sick with cough or fever. We have sewers in the middle of the beds. There are very few bathrooms for the number of people there. Gottman has a 7-year-old son. She says there is never enough food, water, or medical care at the shelter, where up to 2,000 migrants are being housed. She says they give us water once a day, one bottle of water per family, or two at the most. There is no milk for the children, and breakfast is cookies and oatmeal without sugar. Carmen's friend, Lucy, is worried about her asthmatic 9-year-old daughter and that they have not been allowed to see a doctor. She says it's tough to live in such a cramped space.
Sí, es difícil por la situación que nos encontramos porque.
She says it's difficult because there is no privacy at all. They have to be together. And she wishes they would put out fruits or yogurt for the children. Lucy says having access to doctors is very important. Right now, she says medical personnel only arrive on Mondays to administer vaccines for chickenpox, not for checkups. She says there are many emergencies with many women who are pregnant and many with very young children. So we need at least one doctor who is there because you see what happened to the child. The child Lucy is talking about is Giancarlos Martinez Rivero, the 5-year-old boy who fell ill at the shelter on Sunday and died. The stress of living in such poor conditions is becoming too much to bear for both women. Gottman says if she could go back to Venezuela, she would. She says, I regret leaving my country. I feel that we are experiencing more hunger and more need, and we do not have medical care. The children are literally in prison because they are not allowed to play. They do not have freedom. Actually, at this moment, I am very sorry for having left my country. Both women were present when little Giancarlos died. An investigation is underway, but city officials said that it does not appear the child died from an infectious disease. They acknowledge at least 3 more children have been hospitalized after becoming ill, but say the incidents are unrelated. Gottman and Lucy say the death of the child is leaving many inside the shelter with heavy hearts. Many of them will gather for a candlelight vigil for Giancarlos near the shelter. Organizers are asking for medicine and clothing donations. Michael Puente.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with rain likely and a high of 47 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Lisa Corian, Colin Highslope, and Michael Puente. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again in January. Have a great weekend and rest of the year.